Yeah. Because shofet what? Kav diloy bisri. It was like roasting liver on top of meat. And he was doing this lechachilim. Before we just said lechachilim, you should not do this. So he said this, kama yoyer haim rabbonim, like how much of a bagaivinik, like how you know, hori, he thinks upon himself. Eimud yom rabbonim diyevid. When the rabbonim say that you're allowed to eat that liver or that meat that's only b'dievid, if you did it already. But lechachilim yom lechachilim, we just learned you should not do this. It's not the way to do it. Lechachilim, you should not roast liver on top of meat. Miyama. Now, v'yikra deduga bisro, v'yikra deduga. Let's say, but if there's a pot there, v'yikra deduga, then bisri loikav denami yosa. If you have a pot there, like catching the juice, so then, even to have meat on top of the liver, that's also wasa. Rashi says, v'yikra deduga, noislan kli, a kabal hashum, v'yikra oisum. Because the blood of the liver will come out into this pot. Then in so you come, you can eat it. Like if you have a pot on the bottom, the time you have that to get the gravy there, you can eat that gravy. So then even the liver on the bottom, you should not do. Then bisriloy kab nami yosa. Where it says umayshno midoma de bisra. Why is it different than any blood? Like when you roast meat, the blood that comes out is okay. Rashi says, "Mashum dama de bisra v'arei av dama boso kishen shom covered mistama zav imashumin v'anuachem aysoi." Any time you roast meat, what the juice that comes out is juice and blood, and we eat it. So why is that different? V'dama de bisra. So it says, "Dama de bisra shekain." V'mashnam idama de bisra. Dama de bisra shochein. Yeah, Rashi says, Doma the Bisra Shochin, Yorud Lishula Kli, that goes down to the bottom of the pot. The Hashumin in the fat saf floats on top of it. And Echamim, Nichon Tzecha Kli, Marad Mimimish, Shebashale, and we could always tell that the blood is in the bottom. That we don't take, we only take the top part of it. But Doma the Kavdo Kafi. Rashi says, but the blood that comes out of the liver, that floats on top. And therefore, here we can't tell the difference between the liver, between the dam and the juice. So therefore he's saying you should not have a pot here to collect the juice when the dam of the liver is coming out. Because the dam of the liver, that's more softer, that's more lighter, that floats on top also. Now the Gemara says, and Rashi speaks out of what? The Hilchosor, Kichal, Kvalamadno, Lamalo, that Litzli, Boy, Kriya, Shesiv, that Kichal, if you want to roast it, L'chachil, you're supposed to cut it crisscross. V'ilma kureya mutiv. He didn't do it, but he had it smutiv. Tishna kama the rav. Kavos, l'kdeira kureya shesivere v'tachem kaisel. But if you want to cook it in a pot, the Rashi Pastin's here, it's only good if you first crisscross it first. Now the Gemara says, Omu Rav Nachman, Amma Shmuel, Sakin sheshochat bo, the knife that you made a shchita with, also lachtach bo raseich. You're not allowed to cut with it a hot meat. Why? Because the chur is blood on the knife. Rashi says, I did the base hashkita raseich. Since when you cut the neck, it gets a little bit hot there, but for cutting the knife back and forth. Therefore, b'lay asakam in adam. Some of the blood of the shkita goes into the knife. And now, v'yosel after b'raseich, you can't cut a hot piece of meat with this knife. Because now when you cut a hot piece of meat with this knife, the blood that's below inside, and even if you cleaned off the knife, but it went inside the knife. When you cut now, it'll come out again and last for the piece of meat. Seinin, what's left if you want to cut now a cold piece of meat? Seinin. So Mara says, Armilo, some say, boy hadocha. You'll have to wash off. Rashi says, Hutsun, you're going to have to wash off that cold piece of meat. Viyamalan, some say, boy hadocha. In the case we have this knife, the shchita knife, you washed it off first. There's no blood on it right now. And you cut a cold piece of meat. So one swallow, since it's cold, no tam comes out of the knife, so it's okay. And the other one says, no, agav duch de sakina, you have to be afraid something came off. You have to wash off that piece of meat first. Amr Avyuda Mashmuel, karo shemolach boboso, a pot that you salted meat in it, also lecha boroseich. You're not allowed to put hot soup inside that pot. Rashi says, well, if we should nivla bohadam, Because when you first salted the meat in it, so what does salting meat do? It makes the blood come out. And it gives nice same time reaction, heavily kiss the gummer. So since you're salting it, then it's like hot meat, hot blood, it goes into the pot. So it's belaya treif in the pot. So if you're going to put a hot soup in that pot right now, the soup will take out the time of the blood, so that's also. Also lechel berosech. Remember the Shmuel time, Shmuel goes to his own time, the Yama Shmuel, Shmuel holds, meliach harek roseich. That if you salt something, salty meat like, is called like hot, like cooking. Therefore, the salted meat, the salt will take the blood inside the pot. And the kovah shereh kemavushal, if you stam soak something, soak vegetables, that's called kemavushal. Mor says, ki yosti robin robin kenom rab yechanan. Meliach ain't a kurasech. He holds no. If you stam salted something, it's not called like you cooked it up. The kovah shereh kemavushal, that's a machlekes. Reb Yechanan and Shmuel, he ought to be just a kovush. If you soak something overnight, or you pickle it, it's not called like it was cooked up. Omer Abayi says, Hod the Ravin Leisei. You should know, without what Ravin said, that it's not cooked mavush, because it's not true. Leisei. Why? Tehi Pinko. Tehi Rabami. There was this Pinko, Rashi says, Rashi says, Kara Shacheres, an earthly kli. Shein bo takona bagola. But once it becomes treif, you can't kasher anymore. So the Zmais said that he pinko deva beravami the molach be bisra that he used it to salting meat and the tavri and he broke it afterwards. The question is why? Michti, let's see. Ravami talmud Rabbi Yochanan. Ravami was a talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So if you tell him that Rabbi Yochanan holds that meliach is not called kurosayach. Says, so my time at Tavri, what did he break the pot for? What's wrong? He only salted meat in David. Tell him he salt is not called by cooking it up, so the time of the blood never went into the pot. So why did he have to break the pot? Lav, isn't it? Mishum de Shemi, Elay Minev, he heard from Yechanan. The yom that he holds of Meliach, Arek Reset, and know that Meliach, something that's salted, is like it's cooked up. And therefore the time of the blood goes inside the pot, and therefore the only way is to break the pot. So we see not like Ravin, even the Yechanan also agrees, the part of Mliach is Kurasech. Yosef Rav Kana Achvad Rav Yehuda, Rav Kana the brother of Yehuda, Kasidin Kaimed Rav Huna. The Yosef will come and sing over like this, Kora Shemolach Bobosa, a pot that you salted meat. Also Lecha Borisayach, again, you're not allowed to eat hot meat in that pot. Why? Because it's Balaya from Dam, so the Dam will come out into the meat, into whatever pot you're putting inside it. Vitzainim, let's say you had a cold piece of meat that you cut with a knife, so now that, or whatever it was, because none of the meat, whatever, let's say a cold anything, a cold vegetable, so no, anything was cold, let it with milk, and even though it was a fleshic knife, but since you only cut it something that was cold, so the tam does not come out, and therefore you let it even with milk. Rashi says, "Snoin shechot v'sakin zafa gav, the agav chufa de tsnoin." One second. Oh, that's it. With snoin shechot v'sakin, I think that snoin here doesn't mean kana. Snoin means a radish. They cooked the radish that you cooked with a flesh. You cut a radish with a flesh stick, a knife. Still, you let eat the radish with milk. So Rashi says like this: "Afa gav the agav chufa de tsnoin, yehu b'leya misham nunes asakin." Even though since the radish is something sharp, so when you cut it with a knife, we say that the shanun is the fat, so the knife comes out and goes into the radish. You still eat the snoin with milk. Yeah. We'll soon see that even the bolam and shanun is that terrible. We'll soon see the reason why. It's called a terrible. So what happened? You had a fleshy knife that you cut a radish with it. So the knife has some tam of meat inside it. When you cut the radish, now the tam of that meat comes out of the knife into the radish. Now at that time, you still allowed to eat the radish. That's called noisin tam datera. Now you want to eat this radish with milk, that's mutta. We'll soon see. My timer. On Rabbi, Rabbi says, hi, a terebola. For hi, Yisur, what's the difference? But it's annoying. Even though the tam of the meat came out into the tznoyim, by that time you still allowed to eat the meat. You allowed to eat the tznoyim. Therefore, you could even eat it with milk. But here, if you have this pot, the first case was that the pot that you salted meat in it, to the tama, blood went inside it. If you put something hot now, the tama, blood comes out and makes the food also. It's also right away. Omele Rav, Rav says, Kibola teira my heve sawat. Why do you say this radish is mutter? Because what comes out of the knife into the radish is a tam of meat. But it's not either then, but saif. Hayater with yosadei surahu. But now you won't eat this radish with milk. So who are you eating meat and milk together? Why is the mutter? Yosadei surahu. The surah kochel, like eating yisla, you won't eat not together with milk. How could you eat this radish with milk? Rather, Elam Rav wrote like this. The Torah says you could taste it. Taste the radish. With the other one, you can't taste it even. That's all he meant to say here. That's he wants. If you want to eat the radish, take a bite out of it and see if you taste the meat and echnami, then you can't eat it with milk. But if you don't taste the meat, then you'll not eat it with milk. Omele Rav Papa Rava, Ultam, according to your time, Kfela Moi, even if the pot, you use the hot stuff you put into the pot that you salted the meat, also, let it go, taste it first. Mila Tana, then we learn, Kedera Shevisha Babasa, a pot that you cooked up meat, Lo Yivasha Bachov, you shouldn't cook up milk later. V'yem Bisha, let's say it did cook up milk in a flesh to kapat, so at the same time, let it go, taste it, see if it tastes like milk or not. Bisha bought Truma, you cooked up Truma in the pot, don't cook up chum in it now. If you did cook it up, it's only mut if you don't taste the tam of the truma. The Armina, we have a question on that. Bishlam by truma is very good. A kohen can taste it. Ella basta becholov man toimle. Who's going to taste it for you? A Jew can't taste it. There'll be an issa basta becholov. It's minasof. He can't eat it. The yomalom we said over there. The pshat was letayim lechfela. Let a goyin should cook taste it. His hakanam here also. On the time make failure, let a goyisha cook, taste this meat now, whatever you put into this pot, and see if it tastes like damanat. Mazechman hochinami, ki kaminid lekik failure. He was talking about there's no failure, there's no goyisha cook around, then there's no way to taste this food. Venachami, but by snowing the radish, you could taste the radish. All you did is you cut it with a flesh stick and knife. So taste the radish. If it tastes like meat, and achami can eat it with milk. If it doesn't taste like meat, so there's no tam meat there, and economy, then you will not eat it, then you would be allowed to eat it with all right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. If you learn like this, what's going to be dogim if you have fish, sha'olu bekara? You have fish that you cook now, roast now in a flesh thick pot. So, what's the locha? Does it become flesh thick or not? Rashi says, after you got finished roasting your fish, you put it into a flesh dick pot. That's called dogim shol bakara. So Rav Oma also lochla makuta. You cannot let eat this fish anymore with milk. Since you got a tam of meat inside, you can't eat it with milk. Ushmulama mut lochla makuta. No, you're allowed to eat this fish with milk. That's the machoikis. Rav Oma also, why noisein tamu lemaisa, since you put the fish in a flesh dicker pot, so the tam of the meat goes into the fish, so you can't eat it now with milk. Or Shmuel Mishmul says, no, muta, you're allowed to eat this fish with milk. Why? Noisein tam ba noisein tamu. It's called nat ba nat. It's noisein tam ba noisein tam. Rashi says, noisein tam is namu. In Hoyim of Usholim, Bosamam, if you would have first cooked up the fish with the meat, Hoyim also left them, because then Avada, the fish, would be yours to eat with milk. In Ami Rosam Leidishmo, the yours left them, Cholav Rosayach Bekara. The nice in Tamrishn, Avada can't put hot milk into this pot. Because Tamrishn is Kabosa Gomer. Avliya Karazu, he acts no ain't a Kabosa. Here, this pot itself doesn't really have any meat inside it. Eliade nursing tam. It's only tam went into the pot. And that's not called like besa. That's called a nat panat. What happened here? You had a flesh thick pot. But there's no real meat in the pot right now itself. It's only fleshing. So you have tam meat. And now you took this fish that you roasted it before and put it on top of the pot. So true, the tam of the meat now goes into the fish. But that's called a nursing tam, ba nursing tam. Like first the tam of the meat went into the pot. That's one nursing tam. Now that tam goes into the fish. And really the fish itself you let eat right now. It's called natpanata tera. So that's like mutter. It's like the tam meat goes out here completely, and you're even allowed to eat it with milk. That's the swear of natpanat. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, for hold the Rav, that the Rav says it's also la befer. We didn't hear it clearly. La befer is here. Tanela maklola from a proof from something else. Itma. Hold the story with the Rav aglola the Rav Simi Bachia. Rav went to visit Rav Simi Bachia. Bab Ray, his son, choshbein that he had a little ayek. Ovdulei shayfa. So he made some type of a safety butter. He had made some safe to put on his eye. Or what she says, shayfa says meshichim samonim yeh bin chara. Afterwards, Romilei Bishula Begavo. Afterwards, he put some cooking inside there. Now she says, Biyosekara. Later, he cooked something up in that pot. Yeah. Toyimlei Tam Beshaifin. He tasted that pot, the food in that pot, and it tasted like the saft that he used for his eye. Almost, he said, listen, Yoivatai, like he asked a question, Yoivatai Mekuli, aye. Does he give off taste so much? Like first he made the seif in a pot. And later when he cooked up his food there, he tasted the seif in the food. So he wondered, does it give off taste so much? So we might as well to say, from this we have a proof that he holds not but not is also. You see, the second time that comes out is also called like really the seif. The medicine is still there. The more says, the Vallahi, it's not true. It's not what he meant to say. Shani Hotham Dinofish Murorat Fei. Could be there was just a very bitter medicine. That's what he meant to say. That this bitterness is still here. But it could be in our case, where you first cooked that meat in one pot, and you cleaned out the pot, you only have tam in it, and now you put fish in it, maybe that tam that goes into the fish is not that strong, and therefore it's not called keshiks anymore, you'd be allowed to eat it with milk. This is Rebbe Loza, Hevi Koyim Kaim with Rosh Shmuel. Rebbe Loza was once standing, or maybe serving, Mashmuel. What happened was, I still Kaim, where they're bringing in front of Mashmuel to eat, dogging this fish, shola the kara that was put onto a pot that there was once cooked flesh, we had meat once cooked in that pot. Then Makoko Bakutach, and the Blazer saw the way Mashmuel was eating this fish now with milk. Then Yoivlei, so Mashmuel gave some to a Blazer, Leyochor, Blazer did not want to eat from it. Omalei, so Mashmuel said to him, Lerabach means to Rab, to your Rebbe, Yoivlei once gave him to eat, for Yochor and he ate from it. V'yatlo yachalto, you don't want to eat from him, like why not? According to Lacha Shavi, not panat Shavi muta. So Maisa was, he still did not eat from it. But later, Reb Lezer now also l'kaim with the Rav, he went in front of his Rebbe Rav. Omelein said to his Rebbe, said to Rav, Hoda beima mishmaita, did you retract from your halacha? Is it true what they're saying? That you hold nice and tam, but nice and tam is muta? So Rav came back and said, no, Omelein, chasle lezara da'abo bar'avo, this to say that Maisa never happened, and the Chanamah, the Chorah did not retract. Rashi says, never happened, it never really retracted. So in the Chanamah, Rav Taka still holds that it was also. The Maisa says, though, Rav Hunav Rav Chia Barashi, have the Yas with one sitting. Chad by Gisa de Marva on this side of the river, the Suya, the Chad by Gisa de Marva on the other side of the river. Lamar Isle Dogim Shola Bakara, one side they gave him to eat this fish that came up on a pot that was once used for fleshiks, and Vyoka Bakutrach, the Yevataka with the milk, they held Nursen Tam, but Nursen Tam is Mutta. Lamar Isle Tainim, the other ones they gave him Tainim Banovim, they gave him some figs and grapes, but they stood in the middle of the meal, the ochre they ate from the vlei berach, didn't make a barakah, didn't make a barakah priates. So Mar Omer Lechaber once said to his chaber, Yasmei Ovid Rabach Hochi, like Yasmei to say, like, how can you do it that way? Did your Rebbe Paschal that way? That they held he was doing the wrong thing? Either you shouldn't eat that fish, or else you have to make a barakah on a barakah priates in the middle of the meal. And the other one said to Echaverim, Yasvi, like you saw me, you don't ask anybody, Ovid Rab Hochi, is it true that your Rebbe do like this? Or is what? So it's like this. Now, Omer Lechavre, and the one answered back and said, no. No, Kishmul Srili, I hold like Shmul that holds Nois and Tam, but Nois and Tam is Mutter. And therefore, you're allowed to eat this fish with milk. We did not make a bracha rishon. The boy creates in the middle of the meal is kriya b'chiya sril. We hold like a b'chiya. The Torah learned like this: kriya b'chiya pas poteres kol mini meichel. That bread pot is all food. Anything eaten in the middle of a sudi, you don't have to make a bracha. Not a bracha rishon. And yayin wine poter kol mashkin to make a boy kriya. Often you have wine and other drinks in mind. You don't have to make another bracha. That's what each one did the way he acted. Now the Gemara says, what's the maskon? Omer chiski, chiski says, mishum abai, the name of Abaya. Hiruka says, what's the maskon? What's the locho? That dog, yimisholu bekarom. Fish, again, that was roasted. And now it's hot. Even though you put it on top of a flesh, the kapat, mut loch lo makutuch. We're allowed to eat this fish now with milk. It's called nat ba nat. It's only a nice in time that came, the time of the meat went into the pot. That time comes out of the pot and goes into the fish. And it's still mut to eat the fish the way it is right now. Therefore, the tam inside the meat is like bottom, and therefore we're allowed to eat that. The tam of the is bottom the fish, and therefore we're allowed to eat this fish now, even with milk. That's called mutloch lamakutach. But what about snoin? Let's say you have a sharp radish shechotcho besaken, that you cut the radish with a knife shechotcho babosa, that you once cut meat with this knife. So locher is also loch lamakutach. You're not allowed to eat now this radish with milk. And the Moshe says, why behind the meat with snoin only by a radish? Because the swari is the agav chufei bola. Since it's very sharp, so therefore it takes out any little bit of time that's in the knife, and therefore the time of the meat that once went into the knife comes out now into the radish that comes out very sharp. And therefore, this is takos the teeth even with milchiks. Well, the Torah speaks out that yesh li zoi shalachzach shumin trishim b'tzolo mesakin chalevis. You have to be careful not to cut now onions with a milchik knife and then eat it with fleshiks. Because if you cut something sharp, it takes out the time of the knife and it remains fleshiks or milchiks, whatever you cut it with. Alright, we'll stop here.